Welcome, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Hangout, the first one of 2014. I'm one of your hosts, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is Martin Patella, the founder and president, chief bottle washer at Life Enthusiast. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, and I am the health coach, Scott. I don't wash the bottles here.
You don't?
Oh, no, okay. But anyway, I would really like to welcome to this Hangout all of the members and visitors, especially those who are wondering, who is this Life Enthusiast? What are they all about? What can they do for me? Why is it, what does it matter to me anyway? So,
that's right.
People, I would like to cover it here.
Cool. And I think that's a great idea, and we're going to be doing that for sure. We're also going to be talking about what it is that we're going to be covering in the next year, because we're going to be doing these on a very regular basis.
Yes, we would definitely like to hear from people. So somewhere there is going to be a piece of code that will allow you to communicate with us. Let us know what are the topics that you want us to talk about, what matters to you, what problems do you have that you would like us to solve, and please make it about health. Don't try and have me deal with your cows or your banker. Not my territory.
That's right.
So about health, please. But we will also be talking about the environment, because that impacts all of us, individually and collectively. So
that's right. And there's some amazing things happening in the environment that are not all good. We keep hearing about climate change. It used to be climate warming, but then everybody froze in New York, and now it's climate change. And also what happened with Fukushima. We got all this radiation, and in the west coast of Canada, there's been a lot of articles in the local papers about, is it safe to eat sushi? Should you stay out of the rain and all those sort of things. And we don't want to be chicken littles. We don't want to tell you that the sky is falling, but we also don't want to be ostriches with our head in the sand ignoring the important things that are happening around us.
Yep, ostrich in his head in the sand on the beach, bad idea.
Bad idea, that's right.
Anyway,
and panicking over more. Everything is also bad, because you can do a lot.
Right, but what I meant is the West Coast, it's not doing well. You can read and hear all kinds of reports about die-offs of starfish and other fish, and things are not well. And
we lost the sardines. I didn't even realize there was a sardine fishery, but evidently we capture or catch a lot of sardines every year, and this year, zero.
Not funny.
And we're also going to be talking about superfoods and things to put into your mouth here, and how that can help you to take advantage of your natural healing abilities.
Indeed. If you're experiencing things like memory loss or ability to recall things, like if you know that you remember something or that you should know something but can't just bring it up to your RAM, the recent memory, then we understand what that is. That's all about your brain functioning, and there are several things or issues that are disrupting it. It could be electromagnetics, it could also be nutrition, and it could be just the way you're feeding yourself. The thing that's worth mentioning is I have become a metabolic typing advisor, which is a discipline that helps us understand how your genetics project themselves into your current situation in relation to nutrition.
So this is one of the reasons why someone can go on a certain type of diet, and diet meaning we're eating certain types of foods as opposed to losing weight, and do very, very poorly on it, whereas other people do very, very well on it. And you wonder, like, how can somebody, and I've seen this, where someone is eating a certain type of, a certain way, and they're just getting sicker and sicker and sicker, but this is supposed to be healthy, and it's not necessarily the case.
Right, so the bottom line of it is, what's one man's ideal diet could be another person's death sentence. And right. We actually have the tools to understand ahead of time what that is for you individually.
Cool. What else are we going to be talking about, Martin?
Well, I know that you raised with me the topic of vaccinations.
Yes.
So I would like to devote several sessions to that. People have been concerned, should I, shouldn't I, if I did, what's it mean?
Is it too late?
Yeah. Right. Damage done, what do I do about that?
Yes. Cool.
And the rising tide of inflammatory disease, the rising tide of food allergies and, I don't know, airborne stuff allergies, and the rising flood of hypertension, and what to do with obesity. How come I'm gaining weight? Why is my sugar management off the charts? We have answers to that.
And I guess another one along those lines that you just reminded me of was, are we eating Frankenfood or are we eating real food? So should we be eating organics? Should we be getting rid of pesticides or not eating stuff that's been pesticide? You know, in terms of things flying over and dropping white powdery stuff on top of it, killing animals and plants and I guess insects, not animals. So what should we be eating? Like, we hear a lot about organics. We hear a lot about GMOs. So we're going to be covering those as well.
Indeed. So let me just circle back. I know that the five top reasons people check out early, as in premature death. Number one, heart disease. That slays about half the population. 40 to 50% of deaths are registered as coronary or heart or circulatory disease. The next biggest one is cancer. Cancers collectively, so you could have maybe a third of people die on cancer. And then there's a big gap. All the other ones are small as far as cause of death, but they certainly leave us living many years in a very miserable state. And this would be the inflammatory, especially the painful conditions. Mm-hmm. And we want to address those. But the ones that you don't know about, like the heart disease, poof, you're gone. But you didn't hurt on the way there.
You feel fine until the last moment, right?
Right. You feel fine and, oh, it's over. In fact, that is the truth because about half of the coronary deaths are caused by no warning. Just off you go.
Just gone. Yeah.
Just gone. First warning is you have 5 seconds. Goodbye.
So we're going to talk about why or how you can maybe postpone the heart attack that's the last moment of your life for a long time. But then the other side of it is making sure that those years are vibrant years where you feel great, you're happy, you're not full of pain or unable to move because you got a sore hip or something along those lines.
Exactly. So we want to address the chronic conditions that many people are suffering from that cause them a loss of quality of life.
Cool.
Anyway, okay, so let's ask it one more time. Somewhere on this page, I don't know which side, there is a tool.
I think it's going to be over here. It's going to be over here.
Okay. There's a tool that allows you to tell us what you want us to talk about. Let's vote on it. And the other thing that I would like you to vote on is when you would like to have these sessions. This technology allows us to do these live.
And, that's right. So when we're doing them live, you're going to be able to communicate with us on, you know, in real time, and we'll be able to answer your questions or have a discussion with you as we're doing these shows. The other advantage, too, though, is if you can't make it, we're always going to have a replay. So you're going to be able to participate later on at your own, you know, convenience.
Right. But anyway, we would like some bids. It could be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I think Mondays are too busy and Fridays are too close to the weekend.
Yeah.
Although, if you want, maybe we can sacrifice some weekends. Not sure.
This is a chance for the people to speak and for us to listen.
Right. And the other question, of course, is when. What time zone and what time of day? We could do some midday and some in the evening just so we can catch people that would not normally have a chance to quiz us directly. And I know that it's easy to post a question by email, but there is going to be a chat box that will allow you to get to this directly. Okay, So I have just been advised by my wonderful friend Scott that our session is winding down. If you saw him look over his shoulder, that's because his guests have arrived and the session is winding up. So this is Martin Petella on behalf of Scott Patton and myself and Life Enthusiast, asking you to please take the step. As you saw Scott pointing to that box, put the information up. Let us know what you want. This is Martin closing out on behalf of Life Enthusiast. www.life-enthusiast.com. You can also call me on the phone if you need to at 1-866-543-3388. Thank you very much for visiting.